David's a class player. He's got, you know, a dozen years of credits in the bank where he's been fantastic. T20 is not a format to be tentative. We want him and all our batters to be fearless, and we want him to keep playing his way.
That is the voice of Pat Cummins on Fox Sports yesterday, talking about David Warner and his position at the top of the order being very, very safe, according to the fast bowl. Let's see what Brendan Julian thinks about that from Fox Cricket. He's one of the experts, does a great job, and is looking forward to a big T20 World Cup. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, BJ.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We are well, thank you, sir. Now, straight to it, Paddy Cummins saying that David Warner is locked and loaded. Should he be?
Yeah, I think he should be. I can't see that they're going to replace him, bring in someone else for the first game. They've used him in the warm-up games. They won't have any time to bring in anyone else. But no, I'm in full support of that as well. I think what you've got to do is see how he goes in the first couple of games. And then if that's not working, then Australia needs to make some changes, because you can't afford to drop your first two games. And if we're out of form and we don't look good, that's where Justin Lang is going to have to pull the cord and make some really tough decisions.
What should our expectation be going into this tournament, do you reckon?
Well, you know, look, the expectations of the warm-up games and our form going in is not very good. But, you know, whenever Australia plays, you've got to expect them to play well and expect them to get into the finals of this tournament. Yes, we've never won it before, and there are other teams that are in better form. But Australia in a T20 game can turn around very, very quickly. You don't have much time to sort of settle in. But I think that can be a bit of an advantage for Australia as well. They've got nothing to lose. And we just need to wait and see how it goes. I don't think you can write the Aussies off. They don't have the best form, as I've said. But, you know, on big games and big days, you'd expect our players to stand up.
What do you like about the squad that's over there for the World Cup?
Well, look, the squad has got a lot of experience. There's no doubt about that. And that's one of the positive things as well. A lot of them have played T20 cricket all around the world. A lot of them have played in Abu Dhabi, where the game is on Saturday night. So they've got all that experience behind them. The only thing at the moment is the team is not gelled together. I love the power hitters in the side. I think that's really good. I think that's what you need to win games over there in T20 cricket. And the bowling at Abu Dhabi will be pretty good. I think we'll go in with the three quick bowlers. That's what I would do, because that's the one pitch that bounces a bit more. It's got a bit more grass and a bit more in it for the quick bowlers. It's not a slow and low turning pitch compared to Sharjah or Dubai. So I think that'll be an advantage to us playing in Abu Dhabi the first game.
Brendan, we heard Pat Cummins mention credits in the bank. Has that been a bit of our problem with T20? We give guys too much leeway because of maybe their reputation in other forms, and it just hasn't worked for us?
Well, look, I think that could be one of it, but it is difficult when you do have players that have played a lot of cricket and do have credits in the bank. I think one of the reasons we have fallen down in this format is that we have not had enough specialist players. You don't often see half or three quarters of the team that play test cricket play T20 cricket. Most successful sides around the world that play really well in this format have specialist players that come in, bat in that top six, bat in the middle order, finish the game in the end, and certain bowlers as well. We've, I think, probably tried to shoehorn in cricketers, test cricketers and one-day cricketers into a T20 side. I think T20 cricket has really moved in a direction where, you know, you're going to get a player that may only need to bat 4 or 5 overs in a game, but that 4 or 5 needs to be an explosive batsman. And that's where I think in the past we've fallen down.
Yeah, so just on that, what would you be doing with the top order outside the opening positions? Because I tend to agree, I think they've got to start with Warner and Finch.
Yeah.
But where do you play Smith?
Well, you play Smith. If you're going to pick Steve Smith, I don't think he's the power hitter compared to Maxwell, Marsh and Stoinis, right? So if you're going to play Steve Smith and you lose an early wicket in the first 4 overs, then he goes in. If you don't lose a wicket, then he slides down the order and probably bats around about 6 or 7 and finishes it right at the end. But Smith is an interesting position, because you can't have a structured order when you're going into a T20 game. You know, you've got to give the chance to Maxwell to come out and do and bat between 6 overs and 12 overs. That's where he gets his best. Same with Stoinis as well, and same with Mitch Marsh. You need power hitters in T20 cricket, and they need to be given the best opportunities to come in and bat. Most teams that win games in T20 cricket hit the most 4s and most 6s. You don't win it by chipping it around, getting a run of ball. That's gone. Those days are gone. So your power hitters are the guys that can get it done. And even like with Matthew Wade, he will start, but Josh Inglis will be breathing down his throat, because He's a great power hitter that strikes it at 150, coming in around about batting 6 or 7, and he's a great finisher. So the only issue there with Australia is that Wade will be the only left-hander in the middle order. If you bring in Inglis, you won't have a left-hander, and you need that balance. So that's where I think Australia has put themselves into a bit of a corner. So they can't afford to change it at this stage, because that's the type of team they've picked.
I love that concept, and I'm staggered it doesn't happen more often, that floating lineup, Brendan, that the teams don't use with the batting. It's a game it's a really dynamic game. You can't be planning it like a normal traditional format game of cricket, test cricket.
The West Indies. The West Indies have won this tournament twice. They're the only team that's won it twice. And then you look at their 50 over format and the test format, it's not very good at all. It's very poor. But what I'm saying is, you know, they specialise in this position. So they pick certain players to fit in certain areas of the game. And they've done that really, really well. India will do it really, really well.
Yep.
They're an exception who've got a blend of test cricketers in there. But they will be good. And England has been at the forefront, I reckon. They've completely changed their side compared to their one-day side and test side. So they're on the right track as well.
Now, just
love it.
Yeah, further to Half's comment a little bit, Brendan, just on what Australia's point of difference is, and you kind of touched on it as well, is the fast bowling. I mean, there's obviously Cummins, there's Stark, there's Richardson, there's also Hazelwood, who did really well in the IPL. Do they just go away from what a lot of other teams are doing with heavy spin and just saying, this is our point of difference, this is our best chance of winning it?
You can't afford to sort of look around at what other teams are doing. I mean, you've got the squad that you pick, so you've got to use the players that are available. And I'm all for using nearly all the players in the whole tournament. But once you get outside Abu Dhabi, you're not going to be playing three quicks. You're not going to be doing that at all. You're going to be picking Stark or Cummins, and that's it. And then you're going to have to go maybe with three spinners. I mean, Agar will definitely play. Zampa will definitely play. And then if you want to fit in Swepson, maybe. But then you've got Maxwell to bowl as spin as well. Because once you get to Dubai, and once you get the Sharjah, it is slow and low.
Yep.
And your quick bowlers normally get pumped in those two areas, in those two grounds. So that's where you're only going to bowl these guys once they're playing Abu Dhabi. And then once you move outside that, you're not going to be playing three quicks. So then you're going to have to rely on their own spin. So when you're getting into that sort of situation as well, you've got to really adapt quickly. Richardson is a really good bowler, and when it gets into slow and low, he's a skiddy type of bowler. So he will probably play Sharjah, and you might not play Pat Cummins, you might not play Stark. It just depends on form. Form's pretty important as well, but you don't have a lot of time to get it going. So they've just got to be adaptive to certain conditions and certain bits of the game. They can't afford to go, okay, well, this is our team and hopefully it goes well and we'll use it for the next team. You've got to be in that situation where you can change it pretty quickly. And they might have to do that, mate. If Warner doesn't find the first two games and Finchie doesn't find the first two games, they wouldn't be playing them. I'll be saying, mate, boys, sorry, we would have made the changes. We want to win this tournament. You don't want to go through this tournament, get to the end, and not play well and go, oh, well, we probably should have made some changes, but we had the experience there and we just sort of let it go. That's another tournament gone. So they don't want to do that. I reckon they've got to make tough calls when the time's right to do it.
Couldn't agree. And they haven't in the past. That's the issue.
I'm keen for Brendan to be a part of the selection committee. This is very positive.
No, it's easy to say it when you're not a
But you're right. I mean, it is easy to say when you've got nothing on the line, effectively. But I think most people would agree with that sentiment. Like, we can't just be using the same
It's happened in the IPL. All the way through. Dave Warner, goodbye. Yeah. Steve Smith, you're on the bench. They've made those calls because they're surrounded by other superstars. It's harder when they're the biggest egos in the room are these guys. But Langer has to be able to do it.
Well, that's their job, mate. That's what they're paid to do. I mean, he's picked that squad basically on form of about a year ago. And they haven't had much preparation leading into it. When we have a great BBL tournament, but our BBL tournament, it's got to feed it through to the international level. And that's what I'm saying. You know, you've got to look at specialists. You've got to look at specialist players that do really well. And that might be a mixed match, and you might go, who are these guys? I've never seen these guys. They don't have the credentials and all that sort of stuff. But T20 cricket is a different game now.
I agree. You can watch every ball of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup live and ad break free during play, exclusive to Fox Cricket on Foxtel and KO as well. BJ will be doing some dominating things there. Just on the Ashes coming out for the summer as well. Ben Stokes, do you reckon he'll come?
Yeah, I think he will. I think he was always close to sort of putting his hand up and saying he will come out. And I think he will come out. Now, If he misses the first test match, you know, I still think he'll come out for a certain part of the tournament. But I'm pretty confident he'll be out right from the start. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't make it.
Fantastic. And you hearing anything fixture-wise about where they might be? There's a lot of talk about the Gabba coughing up the first one and getting to Sydney or Melbourne for the first one.
Look, I'm not hearing anything. Not that I'd know anyway, but I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I think they should just play the first test in Sydney.
Yep.
And just go, you know what, if we go Sydney-Melbourne, it doesn't really matter, as long as we play five test matches. And I'd be taking it out of the hands of the Queensland government. I mean, I don't know why we just don't bring it to Sydney. They kick off the tournament, they kick off the first test there. If Adelaide want to put their hand up and say yes, then bang, they do it. I think you give it to the states that are prepared to put their hand up and say, right now, we want to play test cricket. Mate, you might play two at the MCG. They've done it before. They did it in 1974. They've done it in other years gone by. At the end of the day, people want to see five test matches being played. And if Perth don't want to do it, then, okay, fair enough, move on. You have two in Sydney. Or you might have, you know, another one in Adelaide. But I think Melbourne and Sydney will be the two states that should be vying for two test matches.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk, of course, Premier of Queensland. It's a charade that she's the Premier. We know Alan Border is the real Premier of Queensland. And he's got a statue at the Gabba,
yes,
which is being unveiled, which is magnificent. Do you know if it's grumpy or not, the statue?
I don't think so. I don't think AB would have picked the grumpy one. I'll be interested to see what the type of shot it was that he played. I mean, what's your favourite shot, do you think, of AB, when you think of him when you watch him bat?
I reckon catch-up.
Yes,
the big cut shot. That's what I reckon as well. So,
yeah, so
it'll be interesting to see. But Anastasia Palaszczuk, she might want her own statue up there as well.
We'll see what happens. But it's a wonderful recognition of a wonderful contribution.
As long as it doesn't
look
like Ricky Ponting's down at Belgrave, that's all we need to worry about.
It doesn't look like Ricky.
It's one of the worst statues I've ever seen.
Well, the good news is, AB won't have a helmet on.
No. Just the baggy greens.
Just the baggy greens. So I think it's a much more
likely. You'd hope so.
Much more likely opportunity.
Or the helmet without the grill.
It could be worse. Could be the Cam Smith one outside Amy Park. That doesn't look anything like him. Hey, Brendan, we can't wait to see the big summer of cricket coming up on Fox Sports. Looking forward to the T20 World Cup kicking off for the Aussies tomorrow against South Africa. Check your local guides, 9 p.m. I'm looking forward to all the coverage.
Good on you, boys.
Always a pleasure. Brendan Julian.